I was born in Lagos, Nigeria, and I came to the U.S. at the age of 14, like thousands of others, never with the intention of becoming undocumented. But I unfortunately got caught in the maze of our broken immigration system, and it's one that I've been unable to escape for the past several years. I have a chemical engineering degree. I came into advocacy following the 2008 presidential elections, and it just lit a fire under me, and I felt the need to just participate. You know, this is my home, this is my country, and I wanted to do something to help.
This new policy that Obama announced that for immigrants who came here before they were 16 years old, will this help you, and how?
The new immigration directive from the president affects an approximate 800,000 individuals. I'm incredibly pleased at the bold and courageous action the president has taken. Unfortunately, the policy does not, I'm one of the people that essentially falls through the cracks on this particular policy.
And how many of those 800,000 are from African countries?
The number is hard to say. I know Africans personally that will be affected by this new immigration directive. You know, there is one dreamer particularly who's extremely dear to my heart. She's Nigerian as well. And we've worked together for years on this. You know, by the president's action, she will be able to obtain a work permit.
From your perspective, is this a step toward a permanent solution, or is that a valid critique that it's not a permanent solution, so it's not as good as it seems?
It's not a permanent solution. The president doesn't have the authority to create a permanent solution for us. That takes Congress.
Why do you fall through the cracks? What part of it makes it not apply to you, this new directive?
Because I am 31.
What's the unique situation of African immigrants in the U.S.?
There are two parts of that. There are legal immigrants and then there are undocumented immigrants. We speak about undocumented immigrants, and I feel like that's just a bad situation, regardless of whether you're Latino, African, Asian, or European. It doesn't really matter. With regards to African immigrants, oftentimes we're not talked about. The conversation still, even with me in the room, often focuses on Latino immigrants.
So you have no work permit. You cannot legally work in the U.S. You could be deported at any time.
As an undocumented immigrant, you are not permitted to work legally in the country. And yes, you do face a threat of deportation.
Is it, you know, a life of your high stress and fear, or have you kind of somehow become used to this limbo that you live in?
Not at all. I am not used to limbo. I am not used to stress. I'm not used to sharing my story. I am not a public person at all. But the courageous attitude of the dreamers I got to work with over the years, and the fact that they were so willing to lay everything on the line, it really spurred me on. Plus, I saw the importance of adding my voice as an African